It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Well, hello. Well, hello there. Well, happy holidays. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. This was our Christmas special. Wasn't it just dandy? You bet it was. Well, see you next week. Okay. This is our Christmas extravaganza program. And we're so happy to have you with us today, as I'm sure you're thrilled beyond belief. I'm Philip Habib, and today we're going to take a look at your happy holiday horoscope, which is something many of you have been begging us to do for quite some time. Whether you do it or not. So here we go. Fresh, never frozen, inorganic, never organic. We have just for you our horoscope for this week. And so let's get rolling. First, we'll take a look at Aries. You know the elf on the shelf? Well, this year he is very likely to crawl up your pants leg looking for chestnuts. So be aware of that. Okay, how about Taurus? If you're a Taurus kind of person, this is what your horoscope is telling you. Okay, making an anatomically correct gingerbread man is certainly one way to show your children how Viagra works. But it may not be the best. Okay, so now let's head over to Gemini. And the problem with Gemini, we hate to tell you, is that you are sharing your sign with none other than Rudy Giuliani. So you need to be very careful because it's looking like Santa and his reindeer, they could have a flyover today, and they could dump 148 pounds of reindeer manure. So don't be anywhere near Rudy Giuliani should this in fact happen, okay? And for Cancer, remember for you, you may be getting a small gift this year, unfortunately, because you see Santa is taking Ozempic, and he's not as big or as strong as he was. So keep that in mind. And now we go to Leo. And for Leo, you're going to have a dream, I'm afraid. More of a nightmare kind of a dream experience where you're going to wake up as you're waking up, you're going to be dreaming that you're walking between Trump and Putin and they're under mistletoe. So, yikes. So you'll have the urge to wash out your mouth with a whole lot of Clorox. And Virgo. Okay. For Virgo, if you see Santa at the mall, please do not say, "Is that a candy cane in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?" All right, let's head over to Libra. And for Libra, you know, it was cute last year, but this year, please don't put a weasel in your mother-in-law's stocking. And here we go for Scorpio. And this one really does not have a lot to do with Christmas, actually, for Scorpio people, but this may not be the best time to inform your partner that you want to have a baby and name him Big Squib. All right, how about Sagittarius? Sagittarius, since your significant other can't seem to remember the lyrics to the 12 Days of Christmas, you'll just be getting a $50 Walgreens gift card, okay? And for Capricorn, here we go, Capricorn. Just so you know, Santa's helpers may help themselves to your silverware. Okay? And for Aquarius, Santa's reindeer will find some moonshine. So this year, none of them will be able to guide his sleigh. Santa will be coming by Uber. And for the Pisces out there among us, this is what your horoscope is saying. It is saying that we know how badly you like to win the neighborhood Best Decorated Front Lawn. But this year, you may go a little bit too far if you really do, in fact, decide to add a large screen TV to the manger. Well, that's our show. So I hope you have a very happy and healthy holiday season and happy new year. This has been Broken News, and we'll be back with you after the first of the year. Take care.